October 10 is World Mental Health Day. And together with Mental Health PH, Empowered Talks Podcast will share 5 personal stories featuring mga kwentong paghilom submitted by our community members. If you or a loved one needs help, please contact the National Center for Mental Health 24/7 Crisis Hotline at 02-1553 for Luzon-wide landline, 0917-899-8797 for Globe and TM subscribers, and 0908-639-2672 for Smart, Sun, and TNT subscribers. The emergency numbers will be included in the description of this episode. On today's episode, we will have 2 stories na babasahin sa atin ni Miko and Mileva. The first story is entitled, Healing Isn't Linear.
Kamusta ka na?
Ito talaga yung tanong na kahit kailan tanong sa akin, nahihirapan ako sagutin ng totoo. Dok, okay lang naman po ako.
Okay lang ba talaga? Nakangiti ka habang sinasabi, pero rinig ko sa boses mo at kita ko sa mata mo na hindi ka naman okay.
I was diagnosed with major depressive disorder with anxious distress end of last 2022. Halos mag-iisang taon na pala when I decided to seek professional help. I'm glad I did dahil mas naintindihan ko yung sarili ko kung bakit ako ganito, kung bakit masyado akong emosyonal sa mga bagay-bagay, kung bakit may mga bagay na nakaka-trigger sa akin na yung mga simpleng bagay pala para sa ibang tao eh malaking bagay na pala para sa akin. Kung bakit I keep on attracting the wrong people. Now why this specific pattern keeps on repeating itself. Naniniwala ako na time alone doesn't heal all wounds. You'll have to work on yourself. And minsan, kahit may progress na, an old trigger may really open these wounds. Kaya malaking tulong na nalaman ko kung ano yung mga yun. Kasi whenever mukhang pupunta na ulit ako doon, I can remind myself na, uy teka, parang familiar to ah. Parang eto na naman tayo. Always reminding myself that healing isn't linear. Sana yung road to healing kasing dali lang ng pag-akyat ng hagdan. Take mo lang bawat steps. Alam mong makakarating ka dun sa taas. Kaso, healing doesn't work that way. Minsan, para akong humakbang ng isa, tapos kulang pa pala, so dumausdos ako pababa. But that doesn't mean na wala akong progress. Kailangan ko lang lagi ipaalala na malayo pa, pero malayo na. Bakit bang dami ko na namang pinagsasasabi? Gusto ko lang naman sabihin na September is Suicide Prevention Month. Help is available. Speak with someone today. Sharing this for people like me who are afraid to seek help. Tandaan mo, hindi weakness ang humingi ng tulong. Thank you for sharing your story to us at Charmaine. We acknowledge your courage and appreciate you taking the time to create safe space with us. Gusto ko lang siguro i-highlight yung phrase that resonates with me from your story. It says here that healing isn't linear. That is true. Oftentimes kasi nakakalimutan natin to. Akala natin when we are out of our dilemmas, oks na tayo. Pero the truth is, hindi pa pala. And it is important to acknowledge when is the right time to seek and when is the right time to pause. If you want to share your story or gusto mo ng kausap, you can always send a message to Mental Health PH on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You don't have to do this alone. With Mental Health PH, lagi't-lagi may karamay ka.
Our second story for today is about our sender's journey towards body positivity, and the title of this is To My Favorite Persons.
Growing up as an obese person, I was already harming my own body by overeating for reasons I was previously unaware of. Yet, other people inflict more harm on me through their stares, laughs, and comments that I still remember up to this day. As a result, I grew afraid of the world and tried to hide myself. Despite trying to hide, I was lucky to have come across two people who have been there for me to share moments of joy and sadness with. Soulmates or sisters from another mother, that's how I would call them, as I feel at home whenever I'm with them. One person has been my constant person since high school, whom I have shared milestones with. She is giving with her time and effort, does not judge but understands, always laughing and giving a positive energy, rarely gets mad, except when hungry, and someone you know who is always there to listen and be a safe place. The other person is someone who is very different than I am in so many ways, but lately, I realized how saying yes to things I don't usually do, especially when I'm with her, has brought tremendous learnings and growth for me. Our recent adventure and experiences have brought us new shared perspectives, and I am forever grateful to her for being that person who listens to me wholeheartedly as I go through the journey of loving my body despite what it has been through. She is always there to remind me of how worthy I am of the beautiful things in life, even when I do not feel the same way yet. There are certainly things I still long for, but I will not forget how lucky I am for having these two great people in my life. Thank you for sharing your story with us. I think that we should really be able to have self-acceptance and self-love through all our ups and downs. And I'm sure that there will always be people there for you. You deserve all the love and happiness. If you want to share your story or gusto mo nang kausap, you can always send a message to Mental Health PH on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You don't have to do this alone. With Mental Health PH, lagit-lagit may karami ka.